David Shapiro's Aspen. We've got so much news flow right now on the political front, the new U.S. administration, and markets are reacting. So give me a sense of what you are seeing on the ground and how you are positioning.
Look, business people and even countries are very positive about what this means for the global economy and are responding in a positive way. I think the big drivers, I think things that have influenced the market is we expected him to introduce tariffs right away, but he's scaled back on that. And they're more threats than really impositions at this time. So the dollar's come off the boil, which is good for us, and it's also good for markets. But the other thing is that a lot of attention now on artificial intelligence, developing technology, whether these funds that they suggest to increase infrastructure are ever going to come about, because the numbers brandied are so incredibly huge. I don't know where they're going to find the money. And already Mr. Altman and Mr. Trump are Mr. Musk are battling it out, you know, for dominance. But Bronwyn, the bottom line is that it's giving markets a lift. And we've seen some very strong gains in the U.S., particularly leaning towards tech. So I think the S&P up 5% already. Yeah.
So much debate, David, happening on the tech billionaires and their influence over Washington. They were there in hordes, if you can say, at the presidential inauguration. Do you think that this is going to be undue influence on U.S. politics?
Well, that's U.S. politics. You know, I don't think it's changed in generations. I think this is nothing new. And they certainly don't want to upset Mr. Trump, because he can be incredibly spiteful and hateful, and who knows what the consequences will be. So even Zuckerberg, who is a deep critic, you know, was sitting there smiling and shaking hands and everybody like that. I just take it in my stride. I'm saying this is Americans. This is who they are. The rich get richer, and they build out this, you know, this nation. And sadly, I think that other countries are falling behind. Europe is staggering, UK staggering, and even emerging markets are battling to say, well, what do we do? So I look at it, kind of take myself backwards, say, okay, you know, this is where we've been invested. Let's just enjoy the ride and not get emotionally involved, because that can eat you up inside.
Definitely don't want to be eaten up inside, David. Let's talk about the South African space and how stocks are responding. Are they working in tandem with global markets, with US markets in particular?
Not really. We're lagging a bit now. And the one side that is picking up is Richemont has been quite strong. We've seen gold shares have been picking up as well. But I mean, over and above that, we're looking very closely at China. And we're getting mixed messages. We're not quite sure how to respond to that. The commodity markets, which should, if you think about what Trump's doing, rolling out, building this huge infrastructure and technology that's demand for copper, that should help or underpin our commodity companies, as well as his views on fuel. On fossil fuel, which should help the platinum prices. We've seen muted response up to now. And then the other side that's a little concerning is last year we had a good year, Bronwyn, in banks, and we had a very good year in retailers. But this year, they seem to be coming off a bit as we wait now for the economy to pick up. In other words, share prices ran ahead of the underlying results. So I think there's a bit of a mismatch there. And for that reason, we haven't seen the kind of gains extend, even though Mr. Price has come out with decent results, Clicks have come out with decent results, and I expect other retailers to do similarly. But markets are a bit slow to respond.
Well, David, we'll catch up with you again soon. Thank you for the update on both local and global markets. David Shapiro from Sasfin.